Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How can you maximize the impact of your charitable giving and maximize your tax savings? How can you put all that together? You know, the Internal Revenue Code is written in a way to really incentivize us to give to charity. And the reason for that is we know that private charities, when they are well run, charities and churches, are much more efficient with our dollars than the federal government. And so Congress, long time ago, created benefits to charitable giving. Because, you know, a good charity may get, you know, 80 to 85 cents or even 90 cents on the dollar may go to benefit the people you're giving to as opposed to pay expenses. Whereas the government, I mean, it might be 15 or 20 cents if we're fortunate. So the idea is we can be more efficient, and then there are also tax benefits. And so I thought this would be a great thing to talk about because a 501c3, a charity like the Knoxville Symphony, depends on that in order to run, and they depend on that funding. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to talk about how to maximize impact of your gift and minimize your income taxes. And the biggest takeaway I want to have here is the best thing to give to a charity or a church from a tax perspective is an asset that you have not paid income tax on. Because think of the benefits. See, if I give $100 from the bank, if I just write a check for $100, you know, I've already paid income tax on that $100 that I have in my checking account, right? But if I have a stock that I bought for $10 and it's worth $100 and I give it to the charity, I still get the full $100 tax deduction, but I don't have to pay capital gains tax on the $90 of gains. So let's use real numbers. If you paid $5,000 for a stock, it's worth $10,000. You know, if you sell it, if you've had it for more than a year, it's a long-term capital gain. And usually going to be taxed between 15 and 23.8%. So $5,000 to $10,000, but if I give those shares directly to the church, to the charity or church, and let them sell the asset, they're tax exempt. I still get that $10,000 tax deduction, but I don't have to pay the tax on the long term capital gain. Likewise, people that are over age 70 and a half have the greatest opportunity in that you can give money directly to charity or church from your IRA. And not have to pay income tax on that distribution. Remember, most, if not all, of the money in your IRA, you have never paid income tax on. So that means every dollar that comes out has to be taxed. You've never paid any of it, on most of it, if not all of it, and it's taxed as ordinary income. It doesn't get long-term capital gains tax treatment, which is, of course, better than ordinary income. So that's even better. If you've got $5,000 in there and you give it all to a charity, you never paid any income tax on that $5,000. It benefits the charity, and what a great thing that is. Now, the check has to be made out to the church or charity, and it can only be done from an IRA. You cannot do that from a 401k or a 403b or a 457 or other company plan. It has to be an IRA. But that can be extremely effective, especially once you get to 73 years old and have to start doing those required minimum distributions. Because it comes straight off your taxable income on page one of your tax return. So the best way to make an impact, number one, charities are much more efficient with our money. Qualified charities that make good use of our money are much more qualified to use those dollars efficiently than the federal government, which is why we're incentivized tax-wise to give to charity. And then secondly, anytime you can give assets that you've not paid any of the income taxes or capital gains or investment taxes on, it can have an even greater impact on your own financial planning.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.